Proverbs 3:21-24 says, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." My son, let not them depart from thine eyes is talking about all that we've talked about before. Wisdom, understanding, all of the above. Don't let them depart from thine eyes. It's day in, day out in the Word of God. Now, of course, you have to work and you have to sleep and you spend time with people. But just throughout your day, start your day off with the Word of God. Take some time during the day with the Word of God. Spend some time in the evening. My wife and I read together in the evenings. But even throughout your day, have His Word hidden in your heart that you might not sin against Him. And then He says, keep sound wisdom and discretion. It's something you keep. It's not a pill. It's a daily constancy. Too many people want to take a pill to find happiness and to live life to the fullest and all that. But you have to keep the path of wisdom and understanding. And then it says, verse 22, "So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck." And we've actually discussed these ideas before. And also verse 23, "Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble." There's no shortcuts, no pills, no life-changing sermons even. People, a lot of Christians just run around looking for some big bang type of sermon. They watch motivational type sermons and videos, and instead of learning the Word of God, they're always looking for this thing that'll make the hair on the back of their neck stand up and somehow going to help them get through and all that. It's got to be a daily, lifelong relationship as you keep His words. Then we're told something not mentioned previously here in verse 24 that we want to get into. It says, "Then when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid." Do you realize how many people can't get a good, peaceful night's sleep? There are various reasons why people can't sleep, but millions of Americans take prescription strength sleep meds, not due to some legitimate health issue or something like that, but because of fear and anxiety about life. So they go to a psychotherapist or even to their primary care physician and are given sleep meds. And again, there are many reasons why some people can't sleep that are legit, but millions take a pill because they need peace. They can't sleep because they lack peace. And I know many people through the years have testified that when they got saved, or even as a Christian, confessing sin and getting right with God, or just doing what they're supposed to do, changes everything, and they get a good night's sleep for the first time in years. That's what the psalmist is saying in Psalm 4:8, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Their relationship with the Lord allows them to sleep. It's like when Jerusalem is about to be overrun by Babylon, and Jeremiah, because he was encouraged by the word of the Lord and his faith in God was firm, then even in that kind of situation, in Jeremiah 31:26, we read, "Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me." That's the kind of thing that we can have with a good, solid, constant relationship with the Lord. Verse 24 closes, "Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." If there are other causes for your inability to sleep, find out what it is and take care of that. But if you know that your relationship with the Lord and your trust in His Word is the problem, then you need to take Proverbs 3 to heart.